Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, Assalamu Alaikum, and very good afternoon. I start with condemning the Manchester terror attack and extending condolences to the victims and their families. Let me now congratulate Dr. Tedros for being elected as the new DG of this prestigious organization. I wish WHO will move forward to fulfill his mandates under his able leadership and wisdom. I would like to convey my heartfelt thanks and gratitude to Dr. Margaret Chan for the excellent leadership during her tenure. Mr. President, the Honorable Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Her Excellency Sheikh Hasina, the daughter of the father of the nation, Bangladesh Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, sends her greetings to this world's community who firmly believes in freedom, human rights, and overall prosperity of all people to attain the highest level of health for all. Bangladesh has set her vision 2021 to emerge as a middle-income country. Our government is committed to realize the dream of our father of the nation, to build the country as a Sonar Bangla. We are pleased-bound to create a knowledge-driven digital health system, giving a special emphasis on universal health coverage. We request the global financing institution and other donors to continue the support to the developing countries to achieve the universal health service. Mr. President, we have proved many myths wrong in our path to economic development. We have made remarkable progress in a number of health sector areas, including communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases, and child, maternal, and adolescent health. Under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister, we have ensured doorstep service delivery through 13,000 plus community clinics using life cross approach and community ownership. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to sustain the momentum of our success of MDGs. We have received MDG award for reducing child mortality. Now we are look forward to achieving the SDGs in making health as a cross-cutting issue across all goals. But we have number of challenges before us. We are committed to overcome these challenges along with the global community. We happily endorse the inclusion of SDG, health emergency, and MAR in WHO programs. Nutrition is heart of SDGs. We note that nutrition is not well placed in WHO priority agenda. Bangladesh argues WHO to take nutrition as a priority and enhance investment in this regard. As a region, Southeast Asia is a vulnerable to health emergence. We have many best practices to address such calamities. Always Bangladesh stands ready to join the international community in tackling international health crisis with its well-trained workforce. Mr. President, we look forward to seeing increased allocation for CR, particularly for vulnerable countries in this region to achieve SDGs. Finally, we hope that we will overcome our health challenges collectively by mobilizing our resources, utilizing science-based knowledge and prudence. I thank you all. I wish 17th World Assembly a success. Joy Bangla, Joy Bangabandhu.